Well, now to the latest on that brutal attack against two NYPD officers. One of the suspects has now been indicted by a grand jury.
Why are you beating cops up? What's wrong with you?
The district attorneys may be bringing new charges, but it's frustrating. It never should have happened.
This comes amid a report that some of the other suspects have been arrested in Arizona.
Several migrants connected to the beatdown of multiple New York City police officers were just arrested in Phoenix, Arizona. They're found at a Greyhound bus station after leaving New York, where they were freed without bail.
We're not going to tolerate individuals attacking our police officers. That's not going to happen. We will comb this globe to look for you and bring you to justice.
A migrant robbery ring plaguing New York, with suspects getting away on scooters. Police saying they're looking for the ringleader.
NYPD Assistant Commissioner Kaz Daughtry led teams of cops tonight. Some scoured the area around the Row Hotel, a migrant center in Hell's Kitchen, and they inspected more of those bikes, which have been involved in a growing number of robberies and the focus of police citywide for weeks.
We are seeing an uptick on scooter robberies in the city, you know, particularly in Manhattan South and Manhattan North, where individuals are on scooters, normally two on a scooter, and they're taking your cell phone, or they're taking your AirPods, your Beats, your wallet, your purse. So we are seeing a little uptick on that, and we're going to be over-aggressively going after these illegal scooters and mopeds that are on our city streets.
We are also awaiting arraignments for two suspects in the Bronx and two in Manhattan, who police say are part of a coordinated group on mopeds. They say they swipe victims' cell phones and later hack them for bank information. And on Long Island.
They spit on our flag, they trample on our values, and they commit crimes.
That was the message from Nassau County Executive Republican Bruce Blakeman earlier today.
Crimes committed because of our religion, the color of our skin, the way we dress, or who we love will be prosecuted vigorously and thoroughly by my office.
And back to that indictment of Yohenry Brito. We do not yet know specific charge or charges because that indictment remains under seal. However, he is set for an arraignment March 25th.
The attorney for Yohenry Brito not saying much today. Brito is right now the only suspect to be arrested and held on bail in connection to the assault on two police officers. He was in court today in connection to two prior misdemeanor charges.
An assault on a police officer means that you should be sitting in jail, like there's an individual right now sitting in Rikers, pending your trial date.
Police do not track crime committed by the undocumented. But the attack on police officers comes as a growing number of arrests can be linked to residents of migrant shelters. Arrest records show residents living at 30 of the city's 200 migrant shelters have been arrested more than 1,200 times in the last year. City records show the top crimes include petty larceny, assault, grand larceny, endangering the welfare of a child, and robbery.
This conversation isn't really political. 80% of America believes we are heading in the wrong direction. Even New York's very liberal governor talked about deporting the five who were caught on camera beating up those two New York cops. To be fair, she doesn't have the power to deport, and New York is a sanctuary city, so her words ring a little hollow. New York City law prevents the NYPD from working with ICE. Republican Congresswoman from New York, Nicole Malliotakis, is with us now. It's nice to see you, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, what you're seeing is city, state, and federal policy from Democratic lawmakers coming to a head, and it's really become a disaster for our communities. This is just one video that we've seen. I mean, this is something that is unacceptable. It's like going to somebody's house for dinner and you break all the china. I mean, you outdo your welcome. And the fact that the taxpayers that I represent are being forced by this mayor to continue to house these individuals in luxury hotels, provide their every need, even legal services they're paying for, laundry services, is just unacceptable. So I'm calling on ICE to deport these individuals. The problem is they got to do it on their own. They can't get any cooperation whatsoever from the NYPD.
They are, nonetheless, preying on New Yorkers and making our city less safe.
Yesterday, in his annual trip to Albany, Mayor Adams signaled that he's open to issuing an executive order allowing for the NYPD to notify ICE about migrants who commit dangerous felonies.
That is something we would love to entertain and to look at.
In 2014, the city council passed a law that would place limits on how the NYPD can cooperate with ICE. Adams says it would be up to his legal team to see if he could override this law, but agreed that migrants who commit serious crimes should not be allowed to live here.
I believe if you create repeated felonies in our city, the federal government should do its job and have that individual deported from our city.
This morning, the mayor of the nation's largest city with this controversial warning about the recent influx of migrants, many arriving on buses provided by Texas and Florida.
This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City.
We're still getting thousands of migrants and asylums who are coming here. And so we want to give clear messages on what's expected. The overwhelming number of people who are there, they want to take the next step in their American dream. But you do have a numerical minority that we want to give clarity to, that you can't come into our systems and be disruptive and in their neighborhoods.
More than 80% of New Yorkers say that the recent migrant influx is a serious problem.
When migrants first came to sanctuary cities, Democrats rolled out the red carpet. They pitched them wedding tents, filled them with recliners, popcorn machines, Xboxes. Leaders of sanctuary cities campaigned on the issue and boasted about all the illegals they'd let in. But house guests can only stay for so long before getting on your nerves. The migrants are now causing trouble in the communities that were forced to take them in.
Less than half an hour, curfews will go into effect in the city.
It's official. The city implementing a 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew at four migrant shelters across the city.
Dozens of migrants refusing to leave this hotel in Midtown Manhattan. This Venezuelan man saying he's tired and cold, questioning if this is the harsh reality of the American dream.
In New York City, where officials tell us resources are overwhelmed.
And you see some of these images, you see some of these people in New York City committing crimes, and the sense of entitlement on some of these illegal aliens is unbelievable. They act like they have a right to illegally come into our country. I'm sorry, you do not have that right. And if we were a country that was serious, we'd be sending these people back home to their home countries. That's how you enforce the rule of law. Biden's not doing that. He could secure the border if he wanted to. And he's choosing not to do it.
Across public hospitals in New York City over the last year, nearly 30,000 visits by migrants and 300 new babies born to migrant moms. Staff here at Bellevue Hospital tell us they're eager to help, but the numbers are tough.
This has been the hardest work that I've ever done, but it's been the most impactful work that I've ever done.
And most of the visits to the taxpayer-funded legal clinic here are by migrants.
Our clinics are full. And there are waiting lists, and people are turning people away or referring them to other places.
Randy Redkin from New York's Legal Assistance Group says so many migrants are asking for legal help on asylum representation and health care access. Now, she says, American citizens who need legal assistance with issues like eviction and insurance have to wait up to 10 weeks.
If you ask me, do we need more resources for legal services? I would say absolutely yes.
Every service in this city is going to be impacted. All of us.
City schools also affected, taking in nearly 20,000 more students.
Yes.
Parents in Brooklyn outraged after the city decided to use their kids' school to house migrants who had to be evacuated from the Floyd Bennett Field.
What happened last night at Madison High School is a perfect example of what not to do. These kids and their families were punished for the failure of Joe Biden to secure our border. It is unacceptable that our schools have to accept migrants and cancel school for students who are supposed to go to school and learn every single day. Look, I think this is on the mayor's administration. I think that they've opened up the door and really rolled out the red carpet for illegal immigration here when they said, we're welcoming all immigrants, and we do welcome immigrants, but you have to do that legally. And now that they've done this, they have to come up with a plan that doesn't affect our local students, our families, our residents, our constituents, New Yorkers. This is not sustainable. It's unacceptable. We're about to spend $12 billion on this crisis.
So because of the cold weather, there's been a lot of attention on migrant families who are being evicted from local shelters after 60 days.
Exactly, Stephen, Teresa. As everyone knows, it has been freezing out here, and this new policy that evicts migrant families with children after 60 days has been in place for almost 2 weeks. Now, behind me, you can see the Roosevelt Hotel. This has been serving as a welcome center for newly arriving migrants, and now the reticketing center for migrant families with eviction notices.
Our mayor is a slumlord.
City council members and immigration advocates blasting Mayor Eric Adams and his administration for implementing a policy that evicts migrant families with children after 60 days. If these families cannot find their own housing within that time, they have to return to the Roosevelt Hotel and reapply for shelter. While a similar policy for single adult migrants has been in place for several months, this new recent policy change that now impacts migrant families with children has many, including the city council speaker, pushing back against the mayor.
I urge the mayor to abandon this counterproductive and cruel tactic and instead pursue more sound management.
Last week, the administration amended this policy so that pregnant migrants in their third trimester and women with newborn babies will not receive eviction notices until their babies turn 6 months old. In response to the rally, the Adams administration says they've had to make these drastic policy decisions because they are out of room and resources to care for such a large number of migrants, calling again for a federal solution. More than 170,000 migrants have received care since the spring of 2022, and 68,000 migrants are currently being housed by the city. Deputy Speaker Diana Ayala disagreed with the mayor that the city is out of room.
I've been in meetings where I have been told directly that one of the motives for this policy is really to make people uncomfortable enough. So I don't believe that the mayor is being honest.
Advocates also say that moving kids around to different shelters disrupts their education, with some kids being forced to bounce around to different schools.
They have not been getting all the help this administration claims they've been giving them. These human beings are being moved from shelter to shelter. Shelter staff have lost their mail and say that since they moved, they had to return their mail to sender. These are life-changing documents.
Now, according to a recent Siena College poll that came out this morning, more than 80% of New Yorkers say that the recent migrant influx is a serious problem.
What they're doing is they're ringing doorbells. They rang my doorbell, and my girlfriend answered, and they stuck a government-paid telephone right in the face. They're already pre-programmed in English, and it said, can I have some money? And she turned them away. There was two little children with them. They're going door to door. They went into Marine Park during the Christmas holidays at night. And the neighbors were concerned. They were scared. They were coming in through the side doors, ringing doorbells, asking for food, asking for money. Just this week, they stole one woman's laundry in front of her house. They're getting free Metro cards, so they take the bus into Kings Plaza to the shopping center, and they're robbing stores inside there. They're panhandling in the middle of the street. It's madness.
I mean, we feel bad for anybody that can't put food on the table when they have young kids or can't wear a warm coat in the wintertime. But I mean, this is enough. I mean, we have enough panhandlers as it is that are American citizens. We have enough thieves as it is. I mean, they're obviously, this city is full. It's full. There's no jobs. I thought they were coming here to work. There's no jobs here?
No, there's nothing available. There's 1,700 migrants in the Floyd Bennett Fields with nothing to do. They're freezing to death in there. They have to leave their bunker area in order to wash up and take care of their needs. The children are not being schooled. It's a horrifying situation. It's only going to get worse.
And are you giving them any money, or what do you think? Does that just encourage more panhandling?
No, it doesn't make a difference. They're not going to stop. They're very incessant with what they're doing. I don't see an end to this situation. I don't.
Do you blame Mayor Eric Adams? Because, I mean, he's just handling the wave that Biden let in.
He is. He's asked the federal government for help. And it's funny that he went to a Democratic mayor who went to a Democratic president 10 times and was shown the door 10 times.
Mayor Eric Adams says the city is already running a $12 billion deficit, and it could cost another $12 billion to address the migrant crisis in the next few years.
Every service in this city is going to be impacted. All of us.